Crazy, man. So, I guess getting back to the business, like throughout the years, what did you learn from, you know, being a broker, a guy who just brings guys in, you know, setting up deals to, you know, the evolution of what you're doing now, which is more of like a hailstorm management, you know, system or company that pairs up with local guys?
That's an easy answer, because being the local guy here and seeing how I made more money in 2006 as compared to the previous 3 years by letting somebody else help me, and it helped, it allowed me to do other stuff, get more body shop accounts, you know, and just spend time with my family and not be stressed out and angry. And there's so many different things that helped me learn that. And, what was the other part of the question?
Well, I guess like, how did you, or what did you change, or how did you evolve from being a straight up deal maker broker to a whole management company?
By seeing what everybody else did wrong, and I looked at other companies. There's two companies in particular that I think of, CarMax and Quick Trip. All right, have you ever been to either one of them?
I've been to CarMax, and they're probably all about systems, right?
Exactly. Every CarMax you go to has a process. They have a term called process oriented. I learned that term about 4 years ago, and it's the same thing at every store. At same store, same color scheme, same everything. Quick Trip is a, you know what Sheetz stores are? Sheetz are same as Quick Trip out here. They're everywhere. And you walk into a Quick Trip, there's one in every street corner. It's the same thing. Same, everything is the same way. So those kind of stores, almost like a trendy store, like a Subway. So I thought, you know what? Why couldn't do this with that? So I'm like, all right, what do you see at a store all the time? Well, the same things I told you earlier. So when I go to a body shop or a dealership, I have a service or a sales packet, and one of them is a piece of paper and it says job site protocol on it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I explain to them, the technicians are going to know where to park. They're going to know what bathroom to use, so they're not walking through your lobby. You're going to have one point of contact. This is our estimating system. Here's everything we use. They might not wear a Hail Company shirt because they don't have to, but they're going to be wearing black shirts. So they see this, and you're less likely to get kicked out of it. So the process-oriented part I really enjoy. Down to the cleanliness of what they do, everything. And then I also learned, being a tech, when you're working for somebody for 70% and you never see them, grumbling.
What am I giving this percentage for? This guy's not doing anything. He's set up to deal and left. What the heck?
So change it up, you know? I guess you could call it I'm lowballing the brokers in a way. But I'm not. I'm saying I'm not earning my 30%. I don't feel right in paying you 70% of a ticket while I'm sitting at home and, you know, collecting money and for mail. So what are you going to do? You're going to manage the storm for me? You're going to manage that shop and those three guys? Here you're making 80% plus 10% off the other guys. Do you want to sell? If you want to sell, that's a different story. If you want to help me land body shops, I'll give you 10% off every body shop you land. So you land a big shop that's going to have six guys in it. You're making 10% off those six guys. Out of those six guys, if one of them wants to run it, he's making 10%. So I'm only making 10% off it, not only 10, but I'm making 10. Salesman's making 10. That tech's making 80 plus 10. And everybody is happy. The guys that are pushing for 70 now, they're only making 70%. But they're not doing anything but rolling through cars. They don't have to write estimates. They're just rolling through cars. So everybody's pay is based on what they bring to the table. And now what that does is that itself creates a system to where I don't even need to go to that city. I don't. Bryce Gilmore could have gone there, and now I can have guys over there. I got guys in here, all these different spots, and I'm doing this. Now, I will still go there, and I will still make appearances and phone calls, and I always check. It's a daily thing. I'm very involved, but it allows me to realize, rather than make 30% off a couple shops in Omaha, I could be making 10, 15, or 20 off of 10 different shops. And at the same time, the guys are happier also.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a cool system. You can just kind of spread yourself out and use other guys to manage the storms and just kind of grow your presence.